Reading from Chaitanya Bhagavat by Srila Vedavyas Sri Vrindavan Das Thakur, Madhya Kanda, Chapter 6, continuing with the story of Sri Mahaprabhu meeting at Advaitacharya. This is text, continuing text 14. Mahaprabhu is sending a servant, Ramai, to go to inform Advaita that Nimai wants to meet him. He said, Nidrane kahiyo nityananda agaman e kichu dekila tanre kahiyo katan. Mahaprabhu said, Ramai, inform Advaita about Nityananda's arrival and whatever else you have seen. Amara pujara sarva upaharalan jatta shibhare bala sastrika haya. Tell Advaita to come here with his wife and articles for my worship. Shriva sanuja rama agya shire dari se shane shalila smanari hari hari. Being ordered by Lord Vishambhar, Ramai, the youngest brother of Shivas, remembered Lord Hari and immediately left. Chalila smanari hari hari. So, although there's no purport here, this is generally the system. Whenever one travels, he should remember the Lord to create auspiciousness. Om pavitra pavitra va sarvavastam kato viva yak smarit pandarikaksham sabayabhyantara suchi sri vishnu sri vishnu sri vishnu. This is a Achman mantra that one chants before performing a yajna or fire yajna to purify himself. And in this mantra it says, Om apavitra pavitra va savavastam gato viva. He said, whether one is pure or impure, or whether one is moving or not moving, outside or inside, if he simply remembers pundrikaksham, yasmarit pundrikaksham, then he will become completely pure and liberated. Pundrikaksha means the lotus-eyed Lord. Smartavya satatam Vishnur. Always remember Vishnu. So especially before starting a journey, one can meet many obstacles when traveling from place to place due to the nature of this world. Padam padam yivi padam nyatesham. And Bhagavatam says that step after step, padam padam yavipadam natesham. Step after step there's vipadam. There's difficulties, faults, problems. So one must always take shelter of the Lord. At every moment, the beginning of every day, the beginning of every endeavor, the beginning of every thought, the beginning of every speech, the beginning of any work, the beginning of any seva, the beginning of anything, the middle of anything, and the end of anything, and the end of every day, and the middle of every day. Once you remember the Lord, is Ishta Devata, Gauranga Mahaprabhu and Radha Govinda, and Sri Gurudev. So here he's remembering Hari Hari, Smanari Hari Hari. Tulsidas in Ramcharitamanas, he explains that before one begins a journey, or a yatra, if he wants to get yatra phal, the fruit of his yatra, then he should remember, before beginning his journey, he should remember Bhagavan Ramchandra and Bhagavan and his brother Lakshman, Shatrughna Bharat, and Vishwamitra Muni. And then everything will be auspicious and comfortable. Anande vivalapat najane ramai Sri Chaitanya gyalai gela se etani. Ramai was overwhelmed in ecstasy. Ananda vival. He did not know which way he was going. Simply by the order of Sri Chaitanya, he arrived at his destination. Acharya namaskare Ramai Pandita kahite na parikata anande punita. Ramai Pandit offered his obeisances to Advaitacharya, but he's filled with such ecstasy that he was unable to speak. Sarvagya Advaita Bhakti Yogara Prabhav Haila Prabhuragya Jani Yachayage. By the influence of devotional service, Bhakti Yoga Prabhav, the omniscient Sarvagya Advaita has already understood the order of the Lord has arrived. Ramai dekiya hasi balaneva chan mujiyagyohailama nivarakaran. On seeing Ramai, Advaitacharya smiled and said, Ramai, I guess you have come here to take me. Karajora karibale Ramai pandita sakala janiya acha chala twarita. With folded hands, Ramai Pandit said, Advaita, you know everything. Please come immediately. Anandevi valahana achaya gosai hina nahi jani de achay kunadhani. Advaita Acharya became overwhelmed in ecstasy. He did not know anything. He even forgot his own body. So he was in the ecstasy of service, serving the Lord. He became lost consciousness of his external body. Actually, it often happens in Rath Yatra Festival or Janmashtami when devotees are working so hard and so absorbed in service for the putting on the festivals, they actually forget everything about their body. I remember 1975, we were working on Rath Yatra, building the carts with many devotees, spearheaded by Jayananda Prabhu. In the last few days of the Rath Yatra, no one was sleeping. Everyone was painting and working, oblivious to the time or to eating or sleeping, or just absorbed in the bliss of serving Lord Jagannath, preparing the carts for the Rath Yatra in San Francisco. So in their own small way, or in anyone in their own small way, if they stayed up all night cooking for the Lord or his devotees, or preparing for Janmashtami or some festival, they have this experience of the bliss of service makes one forget the consciousness of the material body and even the basic needs of the body, which are eating, sleeping, and drinking water. Text 23. Ki bujhaye advaitara charitra kahan janiya onanamatta karaye katan. Who can understand the grave characteristics of Advaitacharya? Oh, he knows everything. He acts like an ordinary person. Kota va gosayaila manushapitari kon shastri bale nadi yaya avatari. Advaita responded to Ramai Pandit, where is it stated that the Supreme Lord comes amongst the human beings? In which scriptures it said that the Lord would incarnate in Nadia? Mora bhakti vairagya adhyatma jnana mor sakala janaye Srinivasa bhaitor. Your brother Srinivas, which means Srivas Thakur, knows everything about my devotional service, renunciation, and spiritual knowledge. This is Advaita speaking. Advaitara charitra ramai bhala jane uttara nakare kichu hase mane mane. Ramai was fully aware of Advaita's characteristics, so he didn't reply, but he smiled to himself. Hase mane mane. E mata advaitara charitra aghada sukritira bhala tu skritira karya vada. Such are the unfathomable characteristics of Advaitacharya. They are auspicious for the devotees and impediments for the miscreants. Punabale kaha kaha ramai pandit ki karane tomara gamana an achambita. Advaita continued, O Ramai Pandit, tell me, what is the reason for your sudden arrival? Mujilena acharya ohaila shanta chitta takana khandiyakai Ramai Pandita. When Ramai Pandit understood that Advaitacharya had become peaceful, he cried and spoke to him as follows. Janra lagi karijacha Vistara Krandan General Hagi Karila Vistara Aradan General Hagi Karila Vistara Upavas Se Prabhu Tamara Asi Haila Prakash. Ramai Pandit said, the Lord you worship for so long, Advaita, the Lord you cried for, the Lord you fasted for, that Lord has now manifest. Bhakti yoga vilaite tanragaman tomare sagyakari bhari vivartan. The Lord has come in order to distribute devotional service. He has ordered you to join him. Sharanga pujaraviri jogya sajalana Prabhura agyaya chala sastrika hoya. Take the six ingredients for worshipping the Lord, Sharanga Pujar. The Lord has ordered you to come with your wife. Nityananda sarupero haila agaman Prabhura dvitya deha tomara jivan. Nityananda sarup has arrived. He is the Lord's second body and your life and soul.
To be said, Tadaha
tanre muniki kahimu bhagyatake more tabe ekatra dekimu. You know him very well. What can I tell you? If I am fortunate enough, I will see all of you together. Vrindavan Das Thakur continues, Ramaira muke jabe eteka shunila takane tulia bahu kondite lagila. As soon as Advaita heard this from the mouth of Ramai, he raised his hands and began to cry, Kandiya hoila murcha ananda sahita dekiya sakalagan haila vismita. As Advaita cried, he fell unconscious to the ground in ecstasy. Seeing this, everyone was astonished. Shaneki bhaya bhaya Karaya Hongkar Anilun Anilun Bale Prabhu Apanar. After a while, Advaita regained his external consciousness and roared loudly, exclaiming, I have brought my Lord, I have brought my Lord. Moralagi Prabhu Aila Vaikuntha Chariya Etabale Kandepuna Bhumite Bhodiya. Because of me, the Lord has come from Vaikuntha. Speaking like this, Advaita rolled on the ground and cried. Advaita grihini pati vratta jaganmata prabhura prakashashuni kande anandita. On hearing about the appearance of the Lord, Advaita's chaste wife, the mother of the universe, cried in happiness. Advaita ratanaya achutanandanam parama bhalaka seyo kande aviram. Although Achutananda, the son of Advaita, was only a small child, he cried incessantly. Kandena Advaita Patne Putara Sahite Anuchara Sabavedi Kande Charibite. Advaita's wife and son all cried, and all the servants surrounding them cried. Keva Kon Dike Kande Nahi Parapara Krishna Prema Mayohoila Advaita Raghara. No one was aware of who cried, whereas Advaita's entire household became filled with love of Krishna, Krishna Primamai. Stirahaya Advaita Hoite Nari Stire Vavavesha Niravari Dolaya Sharira. Advaita Charya tried to compose himself, Stirahaya, yet he was unable to do so. His body continually rocked back and forth in ecstatic love of God. Is swinging like a swing, Dolaya Sharir. Ramire Bhale, Prabhu ki Balila More, Ramai Balena, Jatachali, Bharitari. Advaita said, Ramai, what did the Lord tell me? Ramai replied, come immediately. Advaita Bhale, Shuna Ramai Pandit, Mora Prabhuhana, Tave Mahara Pratita. Advaita said, O Ramai Pandit, listen. If the Lord acts like my Lord, then I will have faith in him. apanaishvarya jari mohare dekai, shri charana tuli dei mohara matai, tabi se jani mohara haya prananat, satya satya e muni kahilan tamat. If the Lord displays his opulence to me and places his lotus feet on my head, then I will recognize him as the Lord of my life. I swear this is the truth. Ramai balena prabhu muni ki kahimu, jari mohara bhagye taki nayane dekimu. Ramai replied, O Dvaita Prabhu, what can I say? If I am fortunate, I will see this with my own eyes. Jai tamara cha Prabhu, sehi se tanhar, tamara nimitta Prabhu e avatar. Whatever you desire is also his desire. In fact, the Lord has incarnated because of you. Haila Dvaita tushta ramaira bachane, shiva jatra udyoga, karila tatakshane. Dvaita Prabhu was pleased with Ramai's statements. He began to make arrangements for the auspicious journey. Patnire balila jatahal savadan laila pujara saja chala aguyan. Dvaita said to his wife, quickly get ready, take the ingredients for worship and let us go. Pativrata se chaitanyara tatra jane Gandamalya dupa vastra ashesha vidane. Vaitacharya's chaste wife Sita Devi knew the truth about Lord Chaitanya. She gathered sandalwood paste, flower garlands, incense, and cloth. Shiradhari saramanani karpura tambul laila chalila jata sava anukul. She took Lord Chaitanya's favorite items like kheer, condensed milk, dadi, yogurt, cream, sar, butter, nani, karpur, camphor, and betel nuts. Sapatni ke chalila advaita mahaprabhu, ramaye ne shere iha naka hiva kabu. Supreme Lord Advaita Prabhu departed with his wife. He forbade Ramai Pandit from informing the Lord about his arrival. Naila charja tumi baliva vachan, Dekimora Prabhu Tabi Kibale Takan. Dvaita told Ramai, tell the Lord that Dvaita has not come. Then I will see what my Lord has to say. Gute Takan Muni Nandan Achayera Gari Naila Valitumi Kariba Gochari. I will secretly stay in the house of Nandanacharya, but you tell the Lord Advaita has not come. Sabara ridaya vaise prabhu vishwambar advaita sankalpa chitte haila gochar. Lord Vishwambar, sabara ridai, who resides in the heart of everyone, understood Advaita's sankalp, his resolution. Acharyere agaman janiya apane takura pandita grihe chalila takane. Knowing about the arrival of Advaita, Lord Vishwambar went to the house of Srivas Pandit. Praya jata chaitanyara nija bhaktagan prabhu ra ichaya sava milila takan. Almost all of Lord Chaitanya's devotees gathered there by the will of the Lord, Prabhu Icha. Aveshtita chitta prabhur sabai bujiya shashanke achena sabai nirabahaya. Everyone could understand that Lord Vishwambar was absorbed in ecstasy. Aveshtita chitta prabhu. Avesh. They all became anxious and stood there silently. Hunkara karya prabhu tridashara rai utiya vasila prabhu vishnura kotai. Then Lord Tridashara Rai roared loudly and sat on the throne of Lord Vishnu. So now Vishwambar is in Srivastakur's house and sitting on the singhasan of the Vishnu deity, of his Griha Devata, Kula Devata. Naraise, naraise, vale vare vare, narachai moratako rala teki vare. Vishnu repeatedly declared, Nara is coming, Nara is coming. Nara wants to see my opulence. Nara refers to Vaitacharya, who is Lord Narayan or Mahavishnu. This is the affectionate name Lord Chaitanya used to refer to Vaitacharya, Nara, Nara. Nara, like Narayan, Narayan. Nityananda Jane Sava Prabhura Ingita Bhujya Mastake Chatra Dali Latvarita. Nityananda knows the Lord's desire. With this understanding, he held an umbrella over the Lord's head. Garadhara Bhujideya Karpura Tambul Sarvajane Kare Sevya Jaina Anukul. Understanding the situation, Sarvajani Kari Seva. Gadadhar engaged in service to Vishwambara by offering camphor and betel nuts. Everyone present served the Lord according to their own favorable mood. Seva Anukul. Anyabhilashita Shunyam Gana Karmadi Ramritam Anukul Yena Krishnanu Shilam Bhaktutama. Service to the Lord should always be Anukulya, Krishna Anukulya, favorable. With a favorable mind, we should render service which gives pleasure and happiness to Krishna. It's very important to have a favorable attitude, not just to service, but a very favorable, loving, and considerate attitude. Nahi kahite prabhu umbale ramayire more parikshite nara patayil tori. Before Ramai could say anything, Vishwambar said, Nara has sent you to test me. Naraise bali prabhu mashtaka dulhai janiyao more nara chalaye sadhai. Vishwambar rolled his head and said, Nara is coming. He knows me well, yet he always tests me. Etai rahila anandan acharjera gar. More parikshite nara patailatore. Vishwambar continues, I know Nara is hiding in the house of Nandanacharya, and he has sent you to test me. Anagiya shigratumi hete tahane prasana shrimukeyami valela apane. Quickly go and bring Advaita here. I am gladly saying this with my own mouth. Anande chalila puna ramayi pandita sakala advaita stane karila vidita. Ramai Pandit happily went and explained to Advaita everything Lord Vishwambara had said. Shunya anande vase advaita acharya aila prabhu rastane sirahoila karya. Hearing this, Advaita Acharya floated in waves of ecstasy. Anande Vase. Having fulfilled his purpose, Advaita immediately went to see Lord Vishwambara.
Dure taki tandava karite karite sastrike aise stava padite padite.
Advaita Acharya and his wife Sita offered obeisances from a distance and recited prayers as they approached the Lord. This behavior of Vaitacharya is exactly according to the Shastra. It's told in Hari Bhakti Vilas that when one comes, approaches the deity of the Lord, the Archamurti in the Mandir, when he first sees a deity from a distance, he should offer obeisances. Of course, even before that, he should vibrate some sound, ring the temple bell outside the door, or if there is no temple bell to ring, then he should proclaim the glories of the Lord. Radha-damodara ki jai. Krishna-balaram ki jai. Radha-rasa-bihari ki jai. Radha-bhanki-bihari ki jai. Giriradharan ki jai. Make some sound, something like the idea of a doorbell. We ring the doorbell before we enter someone's domicile. So before we enter the precincts of the Lord's sanctum, sanctorium, is sanctified mandir, we should say something, then offer obeisances from a distance, Then when we get closer to the Lord and see Him in a very close range, then again we offer obeisances with the eight parts of our body, which include the limbs of our body plus our words and our mind, offered in submission. So Advaita and his wife are Dure Taki Dandavata Karite Karite Dure Dandavat. From a distance they're offering dandavats and then stavas, stara padite padite, line after line of stavas and prayers they're offering to Lord Vishnuvar from a distance. Paya nirbhay para aila sammuke nikila brahmande yaparupa veshadeke. Advaita and Sita Devi came before Lord Vishnuvar, surrendered at his fearless lotus feet, and saw his matchless beauty, which enchants the entire universe. Jiniya Kandarpakoti Lavanya Sundar Jyotirmaya Kanaka Sundara Kalevar. The Lord's enchanting beauty defeated that of millions of cupids, and his effulgent body resembled molten gold. Prasanavadanakoti Chandrera Thakur Advaitera Pratijena Sadaya Prachur. Vishnuvar's pleasing face defeated the beauty of millions of moons. Prasanna, Prasanna Varana. His pleasing Prasanna Varana, Koti Chandra, millions of moons. He always bestowed mercy on Advaita Acharya. Dui Bahu Divya Kana Kera Stamba Jini, Tani Divya Abharana Ratnara Kichani. Vishnuvar's two arms, decorated with various ornaments and jewels, resemble two golden pillars. The idea of these descriptions are for us to enter into this lila, to become tanmoy, become absorbed, lila vesh, sarupa vesh and lila pravesh. So we should become absorbed in the shastras, be there, transport ourselves through the shlokas of these sacred books, especially Chaitanya Bhagavat, Bhagavatam, etc. Be there now. Travel through the wings of meditation. Travel on the wings of meditation and land in Nityanavadvip, in that material universe where this pastime is happening right now. This is not ancient history or mythology. Or mythology. This is happening. This is now time, right now. Action news, eyewitness. Eyewitness news. Breaking news. Breaking transcendental news. This is happening. Nandanacharya's house. Advaitacharya is setting his eyes on the beautiful form of the Lord. The Sevaka Savior Bhagavan. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Dev. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Radha Krishna. Combined, Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. And he's seeing all this beauty, so we should be there, standing next to him or behind Advaita, seeing the same beauty he's seeing, appreciating the same form he's appreciating, glorifying the same Lord he's glorifying, remembering the same Lord he's remembering, and feeling, trying to feel the same feelings he's feeling. And this wonderful event, this wonderful transcendental meeting. As Advaita is surrendering at the fearless, the nirbhay pad, nirabhay pad, the feet of Gauranga make one fearless, the feet of Vishwambara, who is nourishing the entire universe, Vishwambara, who is nourishing the entire universe with prema, braja prema. There's no fear there. There's all protection there. There's all security there. There's all perfection there and mercy there. Namo Mahavaranyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Gorachose Nama. So we're standing there. We're also lying at the feet of these fearless lotus feet of Vishnuvara. We're also seeing his Aparupa Veshadeki. His aparup, there is no other form that can compare with his form, his matchless beauty, which enchants the entire universe. Nikila Brahmande. The whole universe is enchanted, and I'm also in this universe, so let me also be enchanted, now and forever. Let me be totally captivated, enthralled, and attracted to the transcendental, liquid, rasic beauty of Sri Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Kandarpa Koti Lavanya Sundar. His effulgent body is Lavanya. There's a strong, deep, soothing, beautiful effulgence emanating from his body that defeats millions of Kandarpas. Millions of Cupids will no longer shoot their arrows upon us if we can feast our eyes upon the beautiful form of Gauranga. The enchanting beauty will captivate us once and for all. His effulgent body, Jyotirmaya Kanaka Sundara Kalevara, his Sundara Kalevara, his beautiful body is Kanaka. It resembles molten gold, Jyotirmaya. The Jyoti, this is his Jyoti, his Ananda Jyoti. His blissful effulgence emanating from his limbs. So this is the appropriate way to approach the Lord, the way to his falling at his feet, appreciating the shelter there, the fearlessness, and then he's seeing the beauty of those feet, and then he's seeing the beauty of the limbs of the Lord, the effulgence in Jyotirmaya. And now he's raising his glance up to the form of the Lord. He's lying at his feet and he's looking up at his beautiful Prasanna Varana, Koti Chandra, his Varan, his beautiful face which is so pleasing to look at, so satisfying, so calm, so sweet, so compassionate, so merciful, and soothing and comforting and relieving. Just to see the beautiful face of Gauranga, Gauranga Varana, completely satisfies the thirst of the heart and relieves all the anxiety in the mind. Gauranga's pleasing face defeats the beauty of millions of moons. He always bestowed mercy on Advaitacharya. Now Advaitacharya is looking at the arms of the Lord, Ajanu Lambita, Ajanu Lambita. Gauranga's Ajanu Lambita, his long, auspicious arms has reached down to his knees, which are decorated and look like Kanaka Stamba. Dui Bahu Divya Kanakera Stamba Jini. They look like Divya, very playful Divya, Divyati, playful Kanaka Stamba. The Stamba, his arms are like golden pillars, Kanaka Stamba, golden pillars, and transcendental, effulgent. Beautiful and playful. Divya Abaran. So many transcendental ornaments which are shining. And jewels. Navaratna jewels around his forearms and bangles. The beauty of Gaurasundar's arms conquered the beauty of golden pillars. And they were decorated with divine ornaments. Srivatsa Kushtuba Mahamani Shobe Vakshe Makra Kundala Vajayanti Maladeki. Now, Advaitacharya's meditation is described more, and we should enter deeply into this meditation. Let this meditation be our meditation. Let this vision be our meditation, vision. So we pray to Chaitanya Bhagavat, and we pray to Vrindavan Das Thakur, Srila Vyasadeva, and we pray to Advaitacharya to bless us. To bless us with such a fortunate darshan of Gauranga, the meeting of Advaita and Gauranga, Gaurasundar, in Nandanacharya's house. Someday may we be blessed with a meeting, sakshat darshan of Lord Gauranga, and see all this wonderful beauty, all this beautiful transcendental form of the Lord, which is being so perfectly depicted here in the pages of Madhyakanda Chaitanya Bhagavat. Gauranga's broad chest was decorated with the mark of Srivats and the Kaushtubha gem. Gauranga wore earrings shaped like sharks, Makara Kundala, and the Vaijayanti garland. Koti Maha Surya Jini, Teje Nahi Anta, Pare Padme Rama Chatra Daraye Ananta. The unlimited effulgence of Vishwambar defeated millions of suns. Koti Maha Surya Jini Teje Nahi Anta. There is no end to the Tej, the Jini Tej, the brilliant effulgence and light of his transcendental, beautiful form. Parapadme Rama Chattadaraya Ananta. Rama, the goddess of fortune, sat at Gaurasundara's feet. Parapadme Rama. And Ananta held an umbrella over his head. Daraya Ananta. Chattadaraya Ananta. Kiva nakka kiva mani napare chanite tribange bhajaya vamshi hasite hasite. No one could distinguish which were Gaurasundara's toenails and which were the jewels. Kiva naka kiva mani. Which are the naka? Which are the toenails of the Lord and which are the jewels? The jeweled toe rings, the effulgent ruby toe rings and diamond toe rings spreading their effulgence and light in all directions. But then his toenails were also spreading their effulgence, light and color and beauty in all directions. So were the toenails rubies or were the rubies toenails? No one could tell. Standing in a threefold bending pose, Tribhange Bhajai, Vishwambhara smiled as he played a flute. So now Gauranga is showing his Krishna Roop. Tribhanga Lalitam Niyata Prakasham. Kiva Prabhu Kiva Gan Kiva Alankar Jyotirmaya Bhaye Kichu Nahi Dekeyar. I'd wait to saw Lord Vishwambhara, his Gan, his associates. He saw Prabhu and his Gan and his ornaments as full of effulgence, Jyotirmaya. He couldn't see Nahi Dekeyar. Advaita couldn't see anything else. He was just absorbed. All their visions, all their sights, all their objects ceased to exist. He became merged in this vision of the Lord. Sri Mahaprabhu and his devotees and transcendental ornaments, they're all Jyotirmaya, blissful effulgence. Deki pari jache chari pancha chaya muka mahabhaye stuti kare kare Narad Adi Shuka. Advaita saw personalities with four heads. Lord Brahma, Chari Pancha Chaya Muka. Five heads, Panchamukh Shiva. And he saw with six heads, a six-headed Kartikeya, they're all offering dandabats at the feet of the Lord. He saw Narada Muni and Shukadev offering stutis to the Lord and glorifying Mahaprabhu. Makara Vahana Drata Eka Varangana Danda Paraname Ache Jena Ganga Sama. Advaita saw a beautiful woman resembling Ganga Devi sitting on a shark, Makara Vahan Rath, and offering obeisances to the Lord. So this is, says Makara Vahan Rath. In other words, this chariot, this Ganga Devi, the Ganges River personified, she was riding on a chariot being pulled by a shark or Makara, and she was offering Danda Paranamayache. So she was offering her obeisances. Tabideki Stutikari Sahasravadan Chari Dige Deki Jyotirmaya Devagan. Advaita saw a thousand-headed Anantashesh offering prayers to Lord Vishwambhara as the effulgent demigods watched on all sides. Ulati Acharya Deke Charanaratale Sahasra Sahasradeva Pari Krishnavali. Advaita turned his head and saw thousands of demigods chanting the name of Krishna at the feet of the Lord. Sahasra Sahasradeva Pari Krishnavali. Jai Pujara Samaye Jai Deva Dhyana Kare Taha Deki Chari Dige Charanera Tale. The demigods that are meditated on at the time of worship were all seen surrounding the lotus feet of the Lord. Dekiya Sambrame Danda Paranamachari Utila Advaita Adbhuta Deki Bari. Seeing this opulence, Advaita got up from his prostrated position, was struck with wonder. Adbhuta Deki. Deki Shatta Pranadhara Mahanaga Gan Urdva Bahustutikari Tuli Sevafan. Advaita saw great serpents with hundreds of hoods raise their arms while offering prayers to the Lord. Antarikshe Paripurna Deki Divyarath Gajahamsa Ashwe Nirodhila Vayupat. The entire sky was filled with divine chariots. Divirat. The airways were congested by elephants, swans, and horses. Gaja, Hamsa, Ashwe, Vayupat. All the airways, all the air lanes were clogged up with all kinds of carriers of the various demigods. Brahma's swan carrier and Indra's elephant and Hayagriva's horse or whoever. Koti koti nagavadu sajala nayan krishna bali sutikari deki vidyaman. Millions and millions of nagavadu, koti koti nagavadu sajala nayan, were offering prayers to the Lord while chanting the name of Krishna with tears in their eyes. Krishna bali sutikari deki vidyamani sajala nayan. Nayan, their eyes were sajala with tears. Nagavadu, the snake wives. So even snakes can cry for Krishna. Even these snakes from the subterranean regions, Rasatala, Patala, all these different lower regions, subterranean regions, the seven planets below, the earth planet, Atala, Talatala, Patala, Rasatala. So we can lament our fallen position that even snakes can cry, snake ladies can cry for Krishna. They can cry Krishna, Krishna, Krishna with eyes, sajala nayan, eyes full of tears and hearts full of affection and hearts full of surrender when they come before the Lord. But when we come before the Lord and we chant his name, there are no tears. There are just the fangs, snake fangs, in our mind, fangs of envy, where our minds and hearts are like envious snakes with big fangs waiting to bite someone. And we can pray to the Nagavadus that please bless me that someday I can chant Krishna Bali Stuti Kari. They are chanting Krishna's name and various prayers. Sajala Nayan, O Nagavadu, O wise of the Nagas, please bless me with the purity of heart. May I become free from envy. May I become free from my snake-like envy, which is poisoning my heart and poisoning others. Become a pure servant of the Lord, with heart softened by devotion and eyes filled with tears. Shiti antarik sheistana nahayavakash deki parijatche maha rishiganapash. There was no vacant place left on the earth or in the sky. Advaita Acharya saw many great rishis offering obeisances in one corner. Maharishigan. So it was so crowded with snakes and snake wives that the rishis kept in one corner. Mahatakurala Deki Paila Sambrama Pati Patni Kichubali Bhara Nahi Shama. Seeing that opulence, Advaita Acharya and Sita Devi were so awestruck that they became speechless. Paramasadayamati Prabhu Vishambar Chahi Advaita Prati Karila Uttar. The most merciful Vishambar looked at Advaita and spoke as follows. Tamara Sankapalagi Avatirna Ami Vistara Mara Aradhana Kaila Tumi. Vishnubhar said, I have descended to fulfill your vow, for you have profusely worshipped me. Shutiya chilan shira sagare bitare, nidra bhanga haila mora tamara hongare. I was sleeping peacefully in the Kirasagar, ocean of milk, but your loud cries, tamara hongare, broke my sleep, nidra bhanga. Dekhiye jivera dukha napari sahite, amare anile sabha jiva udarite. Advaita, you could not tolerate the suffering of the living entities, so you have brought me here to deliver them. Udhar. Sabha jiva udhar. Udhar means welfare work. Subjiva for all the jivas. Yateke dekile chaturdike moragan. Sabara haila janma tamara karan. All my associates that you saw surrounding me have already taken birth because of you, Advaita. Jai Vaishnava dekite brahmadi bhave man tamahaite taha deki bheka sarajan. By your mercy, Advaita, Vaishnavas that even personalities like Brahma desire to see will now be seen by everyone. Eteka prabhura vakya advaita shunya urva bahukari kande shastrika haya. On hearing Vishwambar's words, Advaita and his wife Sita raised their arms and began to cry. Aji se safala mora dina parakash, aji se safala haila jata abilash. Today my life has become successful. Today all my desires have been fulfilled. Aji mora janma karma sakala safal sakshate dekhiluntora charana jugal. My life and activities have become successful, for I have seen your lotus feet, charana jugal. Janma karma sakala safal. My birth and all my actions have become fruitful, completely fruitful. Goshe macha charivedi jari nahi deki, hina tumi mora lagi haila pariteki. The four Vedas only describe your glories, but cannot directly see you. But today, you have appeared because of me. Mora kichu shakti nahi, tomara karun, toma bhai jiva uda riva kona jhan. I have no power outside of your causeless mercy. Who can deliver living entities other than you? Balite balite preme basena acharya prabhu bale amara pujara kara karya. Speaking thus, Advaita floated in the ecstasy of love of God, prema basena. Prabhu said, Lord Vishnubhar, Advaita, arrange for my worship. Puja karya. Pahiya praburagya paramaharishe chaitanya charana puja ashesha visheshe. Receiving Prabhu's order, Advaita happily worship Chaitanya's lotus feet with full attention. Very special worship. Pratame charana dhui suvasita jale sheshe gande paripuna parapadme dhale. Advaita first washed the lotus feet of the Lord with fragrant water, then smeared them with sandalwood paste. Chandane dhubaya divya tulasi manjari argyera sahita dila charana upari. Advaita dipped tulsi manjaris and sandalwood paste and placed them on the Lord's lotus feet, and he also offered argya to the feet of the Lord. Ganda pushpa dupa deepa panchu pachari pujakari prema jale wahi ashudari. Advaita worshipped Lord Gaurasundar with five ingredients: sandalwood paste, incense ghee, and flowers. As he worshipped the Lord, tears of love flowed from Advaita's eyes. Panchashika jwali puna Karina Vandana Sheshe Jaya Jayadwani Karaye Goshana. And Waita offered Pancha Pradeep, 5 Giwiks, and more prayers, Vandana. So he's doing Archana and Vandanam. These two limbs usually go together. Shravanam Kirtanam Vishnu Smaranam Archanam Vandanam Dasyam Sakyam Atam and Vedanam and Navavir Bhakti. We have Archanam and Vandanam. They go together. Prayers of forgiveness, prayers of glorification, prayers of absorption. So the Prem Dwani, after he finished the prayers and artik, he loudly chanted, Jai Jai. Kariya Charana Puja Shoda Shopachare Harabara Dila Malya Vastra Alankare. After worshipping Lord Vishambhara's feet with 16 ingredients, Sodash Upachari, I'd wait to offer the flower garland, cloth, and ornaments to the Lord. So the 16 ingredients of worship are Asan, Hiram Asanam Klimgarangaya Namaha, and Swagatam, welcoming the Lord. Prabho Kripya Swagatam Karu Klimgarangaya Namaha, and Argya. These are auspicious items like some spices or some kusa grass and some water or yogurt. And these are poured from a conch shell. It can also be shredded coconut mixed with water kept in a conch shell. These are poured over the hands of an illustrious guest or visitor, or in this case, the Lord Himself. Idam margya klim gurangai namaha. Then one worships washes the feet of the Lord. Etat padyam. Then offers water for washing the mouth, some fragrant spices like allspice or long, cardamom, lychee. Hidam machamaniya klimgarangai namaha. Then one offers a very refreshing drink which is called maruparka, which is made from yogurt and honey and some rose water and spices. Esha maruparka klimgarangai namaha. These are all done before the bathing. Hidam punar achamaniyam klingurangai namaha. Hidam snaninam klingurangai namaha. Bath, then cloth. Hidam esha vasana. Hidam sutriya vastram klingurangai namaha. Hidam abharanam, then ornaments klingurangai namaha. Hidam sugandham, sandalwood paste, pushpa. Hidam pushpam, klimgurangai nama. Esha dupa, klimgurangai nama. Esha dipa, klimgurangai nama. Hidam navedyam, klimgurangai nama. Some foodstuffs. Then bandana prayers. Shastra drishte pujakari. Patla vidane e shloka parikare danda paraname. A Vaitacharya worshipped the Lord according to the Pancharatrika regulations of the scriptures. He offered his obeisances while reciting the following prayer. And he offered this prayer after when this puja, one is supposed to offer prayers and prayers, stuti, stotrams, ashtakams. Glorification of the Ishtadeva. Some prayers are prayers of forgiveness for offenses. Bhakti hinam kriya hinam mantra hinam kriya hinam bhakti hinam janardana yapujita maya devam paripanam darastame yadattam bhakti matrina patram pushpam phalam tayam vedantu navedantu tadvihanam akampaya aparara sahasrani Kriyante harnishamayam dasvamatimam atvashamasvamanasudana. But in this case, in text 112, Vaitacharya offered this prayer. Namo brahmanya devaya go brahmana hitaya cha jagaditaya krishnaya govindaya namo namaha. Let me offer my respectful obeisances unto Lord Krishna, who is the worshipful deity for all brahminical men, who is the well-wisher of the cows and brahmanas, and was always benefiting the whole world. I offer my repeated obeisances to the personality of Godhead known as Krishna and Govinda. Text 113. E shloka pariyage namaskara kari sheshi stuti kare nana shastra anusari. Advaita offered obeisances by reciting this verse, then he offered prayers in accordance with the various scriptures. Jaya jaya sarva prana natta vishambar, jaya jaya gora chandra karana sagar. All glories to Vishambar, the life and soul of all living entities. All glories to Gaurachandra, the ocean of mercy, Karuna Sagara, Sarva Prananath. He's a Sarva Prananath, Vishambar. Vishambar is a Prananath of everyone, the Lord of everyone's life. Jaya Jaya Bhakata Vachana Satyakari, Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Maha Avatari. All glories to he who makes the words of his devotees come true. Bhaktivachan Satyakari. Satyavachan. Generally they say the Brahmins are supposed to speak Satyavachan. Jaya Jaya Bhakata Vachan Satyakari. So Bhakata Vachan means Bhaktivachan. Sri Bhagavan Uvacha, Arjuna Uvacha. Vachan means the words, the statements, the blessings, the ashirvad, the blessings, the predictions, the preaching, the teachings, the bhaktavachan, the bhakatavachan, satyakari, he does it, he makes it truthful. And he's the mahavatari, sarvavatari, or mahavatari. Mahaprabhu is the source of all their incarnations. Jaya jaya sindhu suta, rupamano ram, jaya jaya shrivatsa, koshtubha vibhushan. All glories to the Lord, who is enchanted by the beauty of the goddess Lakshmi, Suta, the daughter of the ocean, Sindhu Suta. Because when they churn the Kheer Sagar, the Mantan, Kheer Sagar Mantan, devas and demigods, different persons and objects were produced there. Airavata, the elephant, came out from there. Of course, some poison came also. But then Lakshmi Devi, Dhanvantari appeared, the nectar nectar pot appeared in his hand, Dhanvantari. Also Lakshmi Devi appeared at that time. So in a very beautiful way, instead of saying daughter of the ocean, you can say Sindhu Suta, Rupa Manoram. So the Rupa Manoram, the form of Lakshmi, Manoram, is completely enchanting the mind, and very satisfying and pleasing to the mind. Was enchanted by the beauty of Goddess Lakshmi, the daughter of the ocean. All glories to he who is decorated with Srivats and Kaushtubha gem. So Manoram means the happiness of the mind. So this phrase, Sindhu Suta, Rupa Manoram, Sindhu Suta, the daughter of the ocean, Lakshmi. So this phrase refers to the Lord whose mental happiness is increased by seeing the beauty of Sri Lakshmi Devi, the Rupam. His mind becomes very happy to see her form. This is explained in 8th Canto Bhagavatam, chapter 8, verse 8. Tatash chavira butsakshat tri rama bhagavatpara ranjayanti disha kantya vidyut sodamani yata. Then, from the ocean, the Kheer Sagar, appeared the goddess of fortune, Rama, who is absolutely dedicated to being enjoyed by the Supreme Personality of Godhead. She appeared like electricity, vidyut, surpassing the lightning that might illuminate a marble mountain. Jaya Jaya Hare Krishna, Mantra Prakash, Jaya Jaya Nija Bhakti Grahana Vilas. All glories to he who inaugurated the chanting of the Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. All glories to he who enjoyed the pastime of accepting his own devotion. Although Gaurasundar, Sri Gaurasundar, is Krishna himself directly, to teach living entities, Krishna Bhajan, he enacted pastimes of personally accepting and practicing Bhakti Yoga himself, in order to induce and teach the living entities to accept his devotional service. Therefore, he enacts his pastimes in the form of devotee. Jaya Jaya Mahaprabhu Ananta Shayan. Jaya 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 Sarva Jivara Sharan. All glories to Mahaprabhu who lies in the bed of Ananta. All glories to He who is the shelter of all living entities. Tumi Vishnu, Tumi Krishna, Tumi Narayan. Tumi Matsya, Tumi Korma, Tumi Sanatan. Tumi Sevaraha Prabhu, Tumi Sevaman. Tumi Kara Juge Juge Vedera Palan. Purport is saying that, Advaita is saying this. You are Vishnu, you are Krishna, you are Narayan. You are Matsya Korma, you are eternal. O Lord, you are Varaha and Vaman. You protect the Vedas in every millennium. Juge Juge Veda Palan. Veda Palan means the protector, like Gopal, protector of the cows. Tumi Raksha Kulahanta Janaki Jivan. Tumi Guha Varadatta Ahalya Mochan. You destroy the demoniac dynasties. Raksha Kulahanta. Rakshakul means a family of Rakshashas. Hanta means you kill them. Janaki Jivan, you are the life of Janaki. This is Sita Devi. Guha Varadhata, you are a bestower of boons to Guha. It means Guhaka, who is a famous Chandala. And the deliverer of Ahalya. Tumi se pralada lagi kaila avatar Hiranya Vadiya Narasingha Namajar. As Nisringadev, you incarnated to deliver Prahlad and kill Hiranyakashipu. Sarva Deva Chudamani, Tumi Divya Raj, Tumi Sevo Janakara Nila Chalamaj. You are the crest jewel of all demigods and the best of the Brahmanas. You accept various foodstuffs at Nilachal. Purport. Vishnambar, you are present in a deity form at Purushottam Kshetra, Nilachala, where you accept offerings given by your devotees. Tamaraisi charivere bulayanvishya tumiyeta asirahi jachalukaya. The four Vedas wander from place to place in search of you. You have hidden from them by coming here. Lukaite Bada Prabhu Tumi Mahavir Bhakta Jane Tamadari Karaye Bahir. Vishnambar, you are most expert in concealing yourself, but your devotees recognize and expose you. Karaya Bahir Bahir, they bring you out. Bhakta Jane Tamadari. The group of devotees can hold you. Sankirtana Rambe Tomara Avatar Ananta Brahmande Tama Baye Nayar. You have incarnated to inaugurate the Sankirtan movement. Sankirtana Rambe. There is nothing in the unlimited universes other than you. Ananta Brahmande Tama Baye Nayar. Eitora Duikani Charana Kamal Ihara Se Rasi Gauri Shankara Bival. Gauri and Shankar are overwhelmed by the nectar of your lotus feet. Duikani Charana Kamal Eise Charana Rama Sive Ekaman Ihara Sajashajaya Sahasravadan. Rama, the goddess of fortune, engages in the service of these lotus feet with full attention. The thousand-headed Anantashesh sings the glories of those lotus feet. So this ends verse 128 of chapter 6 of Madhyakanda Chaitanya Bhagavata.